Saturday, October 17th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, Saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Saturday. I hope that your weekend is off to a great start. Thank you for joining in this morning. Today we find ourselves looking to the Gospel of John, specifically chapter 14, reading verse 12. Open your Bible with me, if you would, to John chapter 14, find verse 12. This is what the Word of God teaches. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these he will do, because I am going to the Father. Oswald Chambers titled his devotion for today, Greater Works. And this is what he wrote. Prayer does not fit us for the greater works. Prayer is the greater work. We think of prayer as a common sense exercise of our higher powers in order to prepare us for God's work. In the teaching of Jesus Christ, prayer is the working of the miracle of redemption in me, which produces the miracle of redemption in others by the power of God. The way fruit remains is by prayer, but remember, it is prayer based on the agony of redemption, not on my agony. Only a child gets prayer answered, a wise man does not. Prayer is the battle. It is a matter of indifference where you are. Whichever way God engineers circumstances, the duty is to pray. Never allow the thought, I am of no use where I am, because you certainly can be of no use where you are not. Wherever God has dumped you down in circumstances, pray, that is, to utter suddenly and vehemently to Him all the time. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do. We won't pray unless we get thrills. That is the intensest form of spiritual selfishness. We have to labor along the line of God's direction, and He says, pray. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth laborers into His harvest. There is nothing thrilling about a laboring man's work, but it is the laboring man who makes the conceptions of the genius possible. And it is the laboring saint who makes the conceptions of his master possible. You labor at prayer and results happen all the time from God's standpoint. What an astonishment it will be to find, when the veil is lifted, the souls that have been reaped by you simply because you had been in the habit of taking your orders from Jesus Christ. I trust that you've been both challenged and encouraged this week after another set of devotions. Thank you for joining, and I hope you'll check back on Monday as we look at Gospel of John, chapter 18, verse 36. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.